Hey Mac Geeks, it is Friday, January 14th, 2005, and this is your MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by a Mac Geek. I'm Adam, and this is a show where we discuss all things Macintosh. Now, I gotta tell you guys the truth, it is actually really Saturday, January 15th, about 2:08 in the morning. Yes, I am up extremely late getting this podcast out to you. Or early in the morning, depending on how you look at it. As always, the opening music is Say Anything by Manda and the Marbles. Check them out at mandaandthemarbles.com. So here we go. Surfing around the web, kind of last minute, like I mentioned, and I got a couple news items for you guys, and then I want to talk about a really cool piece of hardware that I sort of discovered with a coworker today, at least something that I was kind of impressed with. I got a chance to play around with it for a little bit and want to share it with you, and then just have some comments about, some final comments or observations about Macworld that we discussed on the last show. And then we'll close it up with a piece of brand new music that I'm kind of really excited about. I got an email from a listener who actually produces some really great music, and I want you guys to check it out, and I want to let you hear it. So with that said, let's move right into it. So Apple has now announced that they are introducing a made-for-iPod seal. This is sort of reminiscent in my mind of the stuff that Microsoft does for Windows. You know, they have their new campaign for the Windows Media Player MP3 players, or players MP3 players that support Windows Media Player, that they're calling Plays for Sure. They got this little sticker. Well, I guess Apple's jumping on the sticker bandwagon, and they're going to have a made for iPod sticker that they're going to give to authorized iPod accessories. So, you know, you can go out and look for iPod accessories that Apple approves with this little sticker on it. So they got that going on. Last time we kind of brought up the topic of G5 laptops. I'm going to throw out a rumor for you guys. You know, you got to take rumors with a grain of salt, but this is what Digitimes is reporting, that I guess I'm going to probably mutilate this name, but Austech Computer in Taiwan, who currently manufactures iBooks and the new iPod Shuffle for Apple, is Digitimes is reporting that they are saying they've received orders for G5 PowerBooks and G5 iBooks to be delivered in the second quarter of 2005. So that's the rumor. Who knows? Apple's been constantly saying that, you know, we shouldn't be holding our breath for those G5 PowerBooks or laptops. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but I'm giving you guys the information because we had been talking about it on the past show. I wanted to mention another new product that may help podcasters like me and anybody else who's listening who might be a podcaster. Griffin Technology is announced among, they had a ton of announcements at Macworld. I, you know, suggest you cruise over to their site and check out everything they have. But the thing specifically of interest to me is they have a new stereo lapel microphone. It was $14.99 when I went over and visited the website, and it could be used for recording interviews. It can be used to work directly with a third or fourth generation iPod, which is the ones that have recording capabilities, so you could kind of do on the fly or on the go podcasting and recording. It's very, very intriguing. The one thing that I do know about as a problem with podcasting directly to an iPod is apparently Apple has disabled the recording software, so you can only record in 8 kilohertz. Now, I know one way around that is to install, there's a version of Linux for iPod, and you can install that, and I believe that lets you record up to 92 kilohertz. But you do have to install that, and which it has a great installer, a great Mac installer, real easy to do and play with. I played with it myself on my second generation iPod, so I can't use the recording capabilities, but I've heard from other podcasters that the recording on iPod Linux works pretty well. So check that out if you're interested, and I think this new lapel mic could be a great tool for us podcasters. Okay, now onto this piece of hardware I discovered today. looking around in our local Fry's ad. I don't know if many of you have Fry's Electronics near you, but they're pretty big out here on the West Coast. They have them in San Francisco, LA, and down here in San Diego. So we were checking out that ad, and we noticed a ad for the Netgear MP101 Wireless B Digital Music Player. This is a device that lets you stream music files from a PC to your home stereo or to a set of powered speakers. Sort of similar to the Apple AirPort Express, which I actually have hooked up to my home stereo and works really great. It's the Apple product is $129. But what really interested us about the Netgear product was it was $99 with a $50 mail-in rebate. So the total cost it would ended up being $49. And my friend and I had been looking around at all the different devices. There's a bunch of them in this market space. And so we thought, hey, let's go pick one up and try it out and see how it works. Now, he's a PC user and he wanted it for his home network, so he was actually the one purchasing it. But I actually got to play with it and was quite impressed. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about it. Now, the first thing right out of the box was that was a problem was there was no Mac software and no Mac support from Netgear for this product, but I'll get to a solution for that in a minute. Let me tell you about what this thing is. So it streams music files from your PC to a home stereo system, and the way this works is it's a little black box that you would hook up to either a set of powered speakers or your home stereo. It has a four-line LCD display on the front. And on the back, it has two RCA output jacks and an 8-inch mini headphone output jack. So what you do is, oh, it also has an Ethernet port on the back as well, and then a 802.11b wireless antenna on top of it. So what you do is you hook this device up to your home stereo, and you plug it in. And actually, the first thing you do is install the software on your PC. And what the software does is it goes out and it searches your hard drive and your network for any MP3 or WMA music files. It has no support for AAC or Apple lossless files. So then the software, which is essentially a little server, creates a library of all the music files that you want to be able to play through the hardware device. And once you have the server software set up, then what you do is you either hook the device to your Ethernet network, your home network, or if you have wireless, you use the wireless capability. And then you also attach it to your stereo through the RCA jacks or through the 1/8-inch mini plug to a pair of powered speakers. And then using the remote, you can actually browse and navigate to your music and actually play it. Bring it up and stream it to this hardware device. So that's essentially what it does. And like I said, the first problem that I noticed with it was there was actually no Mac support for it. So I popped online, did a quick search, and I found out that there is a company named Allegro Software, www.allegrosoft.com. You can get the links from the show notes. And they make something called Allegro Media Server, which actually works with a number of these types of media server or home. I'm not sure what these things are actually called in terms of just a broad category, but works with these home media servers. And it works with, I'll just read these off to you, the Philips Streamium SL300i, SL400i, MX6000i. The Roku SoundBridge, which is a really cool device if you haven't seen that. The Omnify DMS-1, the Netgear MP101, which is what we're talking about. The D-Link DSM-320, and the Linksys WMSL-1-1B. So all those different devices, this Allegro Media Server software works with. So, and they had a demo version, so I went ahead and downloaded it onto my Mac. And The cool thing about the Allegro product is it actually just uses your iTunes music library. So you have all your music already loaded into iTunes, and their software will go out, find that library, and then once you have it up and running, the Netgear MP101 will actually see all of those music files, and you're able to play any of those directly to your home stereo through the Netgear hardware device. And what's cool about the Netgear device over Apple's AirPort Express solution is the Netgear has this four-line LCD display, so you can actually browse by artist, by genre, by playlist, by album, find the music you want, and then once you're playing it, it'll actually display the artist and a lot of the MP3 information that you have there. So I thought it was really cool. I thought it was a really nice solution, and at a price of $50, that's with the rebates, at least here in San Diego, I thought it was well worth the money if you need a solution for getting your iTunes music files to play through your home stereo. Like I said, it doesn't have support for AAC, so music purchased from the iTunes music store wouldn't be able to be played through the device unless you burn them to CD and then converted them back to MP3 files. But just wanted to let you guys know about it, and if anybody else has had experience with these media servers or streaming music to a home stereo solutions like that, let me know about the solutions you've come up with. Maybe somebody has something better than this, but I discovered this one and wanted to share it. So now I'm going to throw out to you guys some more. I want to elicit some more feedback from you. And first thing I want to know about is, does anybody out there have an iPod Shuffle yet? I was reading online that the Apple Store in San Francisco reported selling 2,000 of the iPod Shuffles in the first 4 hours following the keynote at Macworld San Francisco. So if you have one, send me your review. Let me know, firsthand what you think about it. I'd love to hear it, and I'd love to play it for the listeners. So that's my first kind of assignment to you. The second one is, there's a lot of discussion about the Mac Mini and how people might start using the Mac Mini. I mean, obviously, it's a Mac, so just as a home computer is a great use of it, but there's a lot of other people out there that are speculating that, hey, this is going to be a great first computer for my grandmother. I can get my grandma online and be able to send her emails. Or some people are saying, hey, this would be ideal to put in a car and set up a mobile media center, basically. I could have Maps on Demand, and with Apple's great voice recognition software and things like that, I can, create my Michael Knight, kit car, for those of you from the 80s who remember that. Some other people are saying, hey, what if we put a bunch together and, I have a cheap render farm for rendering out 3D animations that I might be working on. So a lot of thoughts going out there for uses for the Mac Mini. So please call the hotline 206-222-2788, 20-MACCAST8, or send me an MP3 file, maccast@gmail.com, and let me know, what you think possible uses for the Mac Mini are going to be. And I'll, as I get those in, I'll go ahead and play them back on future Maccasts. All right, that's it for tonight. Please visit the website for the full show notes, www.maccast.com. And then the last thing I want to leave you with is I got an email from a listener, Jim Bryson. And it turns out that he is a music artist. And I visited his website and I found some great music there. And I wanted to share it with you. So I emailed him back, asked him if it would be okay if I played it. And he said to go ahead. I want to mention that he's going to be on tour with an artist, Kathleen Edwards. And she's an artist for Rounder Records. I have links to her website, www.kathleenedwards.com, in the show notes. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and play Jim Bryson's track called Satellite. I hope you guys enjoy it. I did. It's got a little more country western feel than I normally play. And, hopefully I'll be able to diversify my music up. So keep sending it to me. The more I get, the more I'm able to play back for everyone. I know everybody has different music tastes, so I'm trying to play A little bit of everything. All right, enjoy it, and I will see you guys all next time.
Satellite.